It's about people who have gone apple picking and ran into like a photo session. But I was telling Greg that sometimes you go places and like it is an impromptu, hey, look at me, I'm taking selfies. And you stumble upon this stuff. And last summer I went for a walk with the girls and Amy. We went down by one of the local walking trails. And I said, I want to go down by the water and skip rocks. And went down there. They were two teenagers.
What are you, in? What are you, Opie?
I grew up in Barrington. You have to go when you go by
lake. Girls, you walk. Daddy needs a break. I'm going to go skip
rocks. Need a break from you guys.
Need a break from walking?
The trail like takes a break. So one would go down by the water. They didn't want to go. And the other one went up higher. So I went down by the water where two teenage girls had their tops off and were taking photos of each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I went back up and they're like, hey, I thought you were like, nope, we're out of here. Let's go.
Move it. Forward.
So have you ever, gone places, and ran into the old impromptu, hey, I got to take a selfie.
Let me take a selfie. You know what the worst is? I have. It happened just the other day, and I'll tell you where I was. I was in Colebrook at, I think it's Beaverbrook Falls, and these two guys, not from America, I chatted with them, really nice guys. They had there was a couple girls with them. Next thing you know, all of a sudden this impromptu photo shoot breaks out with their phones, and they're doing stuff that I'm going, now look, I'll get in a precarious, position.
Yep.
They're doing stuff that I'm like going, no way, man, that is not going to end well right there. You are not dressed for that. You don't have the footwear on. And I sat there and I was nervous the whole time. I'm watching these people and, they climbed up on this giant boulder and they're posing like they're in a magazine and they're getting shots with the phone. And I'm like, you talked about getting makeup done before they give birth, and that's the new trend for moms. They're getting like dolled up to give birth because they don't want to look bad in the pictures, because everything about what we do is about getting it captured on a phone.
There is
the picture, it didn't happen, right?
There is a stretch in Hanoi, Vietnam, where a slow-moving train goes through town. And they sell seats that are like right next to the tracks. It's very slow moving, so like if the train comes and you're sitting too close, you have plenty of time to move your chair back.
Right.
And people, you eat and drink there, and it's a real hot spot to have like your significant other be on the other side, and you take a photo as the train's passing that they are now trying to clear people out because it's too risky.
There's also a train that goes through a mountain pass, and it rounds a bend, and it's a... it's just over, it's like outside the train is a drop, it's off a cliff. And they take pictures hanging out a window with people hanging on to the door and leaning out of the train. And it's a safety thing. And that's a big thing, but they can't stop people from doing it.
Yep.
You go to the Grand Canyon. How many people have fallen in to
ever
the Grand
since Greg
Canyon?
Went to the Grand Canyon, all
right?
Of a sudden, like, I don't know if he dropped butter or what happened, but people are falling.
No, there was a guy, and nobody, you don't make a noise. Nobody hears you. You're sitting there, and you go back, and you back, and next thing you know, you're 3 feet from the edge. Your heel catches. You're gone. You're gone. Yep. Plummeted like a mile to his death.
What's the lighthouse here that you go to a lot sometimes?
Nubble Lake.
Nubble.
Yeah.
You can't go to Nubble anymore without walking into somebody's a photo session, taking a selfie. Hey.
Okay. So let me ask this, and this is going to be, do we have time? I think we do. Where's the weirdest place you interrupted an Instagram shoot? Because Scotty, two teenage girls taking their tops off in a park.
I was mortified. I was like,
seriously?
Oh, my kids are there.
Yeah, I know, but you weren't with them when they saw you.
No, but Nora and Sadie knew them. So they were like somewhere.
18?
No, close. Yeah.
As a guy, that freaks you out. Yeah. You don't want to be the guy looking.
Nope.
Never mind the fact that they shouldn't be doing it.
No.
You're the one in the wrong because you're looking.
Yep.
Right? Have you ever, Laura, walked into a...
No, I haven't.
Have you ever watched a guy? Like, I went to the beach a couple weeks ago and early in the morning, and, when nobody's around, that's the perfect Insta moment, right? For the gram. There's a girl out leaning, like kneeling down near the water, and the waves are hitting her, and the boyfriend is sitting there taking pictures of her in the surf with the phone. And I'm like, what guy? I mean, seriously, that's got to be a little...
Yeah.
honey, take pictures of me, and he just did it. I don't know. It would be weird. I would feel weird doing that.
Surf shops now, you know, offer a couple things. You can just dress as though you're surfing, and they'll take your photo.
Yeah,
so
right.
You're not even surfing, but you're but everybody's like, oh, right. My God, I saw Greg.
Right.
He was down at the beach. He was surfing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Greg just went and paid for the outfit. They took his picture, and he left.
How many people have been caught? There was a story where some guy was taking pictures of himself on vacation, and he was really in a parking lot. Tried to make it look like he was at the beach, because it was all about the impression that, look at me, my life is great. That FOMO thing, that fear of missing out, that's a real thing. It's crazy. Where have you ever walked in? I'm going to throw this out there. Have you ever walked in or walked into an Instagram-like moment, a shoot, where somebody's taking pictures of each other? Because I guarantee if you've gone apple picking this fall, you've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Which, hey. I've seen
professionals out at apple orchards and stuff taking like the senior pictures and taking
pictures. I understand,
pictures, but
I've not
seen any.
You're there on a busy Saturday. You really can't think that they've gone out and picked all the pretty gourds and put them in like a little display to sell, and you're laying in the middle of them. Then all of a sudden, it became your area.
And I'm not talking about kid pictures, because let me tell you, if I had a phone with me all the time when my kids were little, I'd have a gazillion pictures just like everybody else.
I think you did.
It's funny because I'm not sentimental. Like, right. I haven't even ordered my photos for my wedding 13 years ago yet. But
so you get around to it.
Yeah, I don't think they have their photography place anymore. But anyways, with my kids and my phone, I take so many pictures of them. I get a book every month of 100 pictures I take.
Let's see. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tom.
Tom, where did you run into an Insta shoot?
We were on vacation down in Hilton Head about a month ago, and these 20-year-olds were, you know, doing the poses. Oh, stop, wait, the wind's blowing, I gotta fix my hair. And they're like, oh, look at me, take this pic, do it now, take it now, take it now.
Isn't it funny?
And I'm like, are you freaking... It's ridiculous, dude.
It is hilarious to sit and watch the amount of effort that goes into the Instagram moment. Like it's a model shoot.
And you know what? It's not a moment, because a moment is Greg being somewhere, seeing something, picking the camera up and taking a picture.
Yeah.
That is a moment.
Well,
they're recreating the moment. Oh, my hair. Jan, fix it with my hair. How's it look? Okay. How do I look?
That's all we care about now. Like, look,
Yeah, it's called spur of the moment for a reason.
Yeah, supposed to be anyway. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you got half an eye open.
Where did you run into an Insta shoot? Now, look, when I'm out with the camera, if I'm in front of a waterfall, I'll take a quick say, hey, here I was. But I don't show those. Like, those are just for me to go, look, here. These are the places that I've been. But, man, I'm not doing a photo shoot where my ass is wet in the surf and I'm kind of sticking it out. It's crazy. But that's, our kids are growing up with that being normal.
Yeah, my kids ask me all the time, oh, Mom, you didn't have your phone out. I was like, no, am I supposed to? Yes, get your phone out. You got to take a picture of me doing this.
Exactly. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Cody.
Cody, where'd you run into an Insta shoot?
I was at Dover at a gas station, and there's two girls we watched in front of the car, me and my wife and my two kids. There's two young girls in front of a propane tank. Taking pictures of each other.
That's
and didn't pay any attention to us in the car. That's why we weren't even there.
And isn't
so
it,
we,
they're in
the right time?
Yeah. They're in their own little world.
And I hammered the car horn. And both of them dropped their drinks, their phone, and everything. And
I hammered the horn. Dude, they dropped their friggin', what is it, the icy, whatever, the Slurpee.
They dropped the Slurpee.
Everywhere.
Nothing better, man,
than an
Insta moment at a propane tank.
Let me take a selfie.
Oh, yeah, nothing better than that.
But I think sometimes, I don't always believe it's just teenagers, because a lot of times I think it's women in general. Like, Laura will go, can you take my picture? I take a picture, and she'll be like, oh. My eye wasn't open all the way.
That's why I'd rather just do it myself, because then I don't have to ask you to retake it.
Yeah, but
I know.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't want to get into that. But, no, it's everybody. I mean, it's not just them. What I saw were adults. I mean, adults from another country that weren't used to being anywhere near the woods or, God forbid, climbing on a steep, steep waterfall wall. And it was like, yeah. And the guy's up there, and he's got his gloves on. He's like, he's shooting for, like, L.L. Bean. And he's just a dude who wants cool pictures. I get that. That's cool. But at what cost, man? It's crazy. And the worst is when you see the guys. When the girl's barking, you know, like, no, wait, I'm not ready. My eye wasn't open. My left eye wasn't open.
Didn't you notice?
My God. Hilarious.
I got half an eye open.
It's, you know, when you see my half...